Senator Bernie Moreno, Trump is unleashing a wave of conservative movement in Latin America. By Christian K. Caruso on November 20, 2025. Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, said that President Donald Trump is unleashing a new wave of conservatism across Latin America in a conversation on Thursday with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow. Sen. Moreno joined Breitbart News in Washington, D.C., for a wide-ranging discussion of Trump administration policies alongside Vice President J.D. Vance and other leading political figures. The event was held in partnership with CGCN and the Alpha Institute. Asked by Marlow if it was a surprise that the Trump administration is taking Latin American issues seriously, Sen. Moreno answered that he is very pleasantly surprised and highlighted that what President Trump is doing in Latin America hasn't been done since really President James Monroe. And you can say a little bit, President Theodore Roosevelt. Sen. Moreno stressed that America needs to take the Western Hemisphere seriously. What President Trump is saying is very simple. If you want to poison American citizens, we're going to kill you first, Sen. Moreno explained. If you want to kill Americans, we're going to kill you first. We're not going to allow narco-terrorism. We're not going to allow international criminal gangs. The idea that Hezbollah and Chinese gangs have a presence in Latin America, we're going to turn a blind eye on that? That's insane. So what he, Trump, is doing is unleashing a wave of conservative movement in Latin America that will pay massive, massive dividends, because it's going to end illegal migration, he continued. It's going to allow us to be self-sufficient. We have cultural similarities much more so in Latin America, of course, with Asia or anywhere else. So let's take advantage of this hemisphere. From the tip of Argentina to the tip of Canada. Have this incredible bilateral relationship where America leads and America benefits, he emphasized. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.